Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker and Nose Trimmer, Crop Preserver and Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Toner, Performance Boxer Briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
No fancy intros on this particular deal. Oh, Blitz, look what just came up. Hold on here. Let me minimize this deal here so I can maximize this deal. So I'm signing on to my Facebook now because we're going live, right? Mm-hmm. And I want to monitor the chat and things. And it brought me up. Look, 10 years ago.
Oh, don't look at that.
10 That's years tough. Ago.
Oh, what a great picture.
Who is that on the left?
That's Joe Dirt Jr.
Oh, okay.
And then that's Hootie. Hootie looks thin as hell there, does he not? Bubba Army Racing. Hmm. Man, that's how good of friends we were. I mean, he wore Bubba Army all the time.
I know.
All the time.
Do you think it's a little cold in here?
No.
It's freezing in there.
It's 75.
I went in there earlier. It was really cold.
I think it feels great, Bubba.
Yeah, let me, don't worry about it. They have nothing to do, these two little bitches over here.
Yeah, they're just...
Oh, I don't care. I'm not in there. So you keep it cold as you want.
Thank you, Blitz.
Damn it.
You know, Anna, you think it's...
It's definitely colder than usual, or when I left.
It was. So? When I came in there earlier today, I even said something about how cold
Maybe I'm getting a little heated here, okay? Maybe I'm...
Hot flashes?
I'm having hot flashes because I'm heated.
Man, oh,
we're burning those extra calories right now.
Yes. Lummy, is Iggy coming to Bubba 199?
I have not heard.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Caribou Lou.
That's Caribou Lou.
No. Hall of Famer.
There you go.
Caribou Lou.
Hall of Famer Iggy McGillicuddy, who now identifies as Caribou Lou.
But only on Twitch, because on Facebook and YouTube, or on YouTube at least, he's Iggy.
And he has got a hold of me personally and says, when Iggy McGillicuddy is back available, he's going to be Iggy again. Thank you.
Iggy again?
Hall of Fame, Iggy McGillicuddy. Lummy, you know, of course, he is always invited.
Kel Jones, 1,200 stars. Twinkle, twinkle.
Twinkle, twinkle. Are we on a star gimmick right now, or have we started a gay star party?
It's a homosexual rocket.
Is it a homosexual? Lummy, have we started the homosexual red rocket?
No, we have not started the homosexual red rocket yet.
Because, no, it's the rainbow rocket.
Rainbow
actually.
Rocket.
It's the homosexual.
Oh, it's the all-inclusive rocket.
Or maybe it's the pride rocket, Blitz, right?
Okay.
Let's go with that.
The pride rocket.
All right.
I think we could not get in trouble by just calling it the pride rocket, right?
Okay.
Lummy, are we on a pride rocket?
We are not on a pride rocket yet, sir. Just a 1,200 star.
Look at my Thunder Man. Blitz, this thing is pretty... I threw it 3 times, and it still works.
It sounds muffled, though.
But still, it's doing... I mean, it's been thrown 3 times. You'd be muffled, too, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, Iggy, of course, always invited. So far, the Bubba 199 roster
looks like OFF and Creatine Travis.
Yep.
Big Red and not a fan.
Yep.
By the way, Blitz, let me tell Big Red that I will process a check today.
Okay.
To pay for his materials.
Okie dokie.
For the goat shanty.
Yep.
Now, have you got a hold of Average Joe to get the dumpster?
He is checking on his schedule, but I've told him for Friday for the weekend. He's just making sure that he does not need it Friday.
Okay, perfect.
And he will leave the key so if we need to move it.
Wait, it's like a... Anna, what? What, are you a bank robber now? What the fuck are you doing?
No, I'm so cold.
Do you have your heater on?
Yes.
Do you have your heater?
Yes.
Yes!
I have warm ankles, but I'm freezing.
Jimmy Hart karaoke at Hogan's Hangout on Mondays, and Hogan's always there. Is that kind of a pathetic look?
Mm-hmm. And Ric Flair was there, I think it was 2 weekends ago?
Yeah. Is that kind of a...
Yeah.
I'm going down to my own beach bar, which is right down my house, too. Mm-hmm. Host karaoke, Willie. Man, Terry, let it go, buddy. So you got more money than you could ever worry about. Let it go, kid. That just shows you how narcissistic he is. Always having to be over. What's that?
Someone took a picture of the goat shanty and wanted to know if that was the BRN's new car lift.
Yeah, for go-karts, right? I mean, You couldn't put anything but a go-kart on there. Lummy, the materials I'm fixing to write him a check for, that's not inclusive to the large ramp that you have to still build, right?
Going over the water.
No, we're not doing a goddamn one over the water.
The phase six.
It's a pier.
It's a pier.
Right. Oh, okay. Are you going to build a
pier?
With
a gazebo at the end.
And then, well, phase six. All right, now
hold on.
Lummy.
A goat gazebo.
Lummy.
Yes. Don't forget, we're going to go into the oak trees.
Lummy.
They're going to become tree oaks, tree goats.
Lummy.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Are the materials for phase two on this list, or do you still got to buy those?
We still would have to pick them up.
Right. That's going to be a lot of money. And then this pier, you're going to have to sink down in water and concrete. And just like that sounds like, really? That sounds expensive. Let me, I can't really spend too much more money on these goddamn
goats.
We could
build a little like tree huts for them in the oak tree and then go across. Candace Keeley said build the bridge, 1,000 stars.
And luau.
We could go from tree to tree. There's 3 oak trees back there. We measured it.
We have a goat swing.
It's 100 feet to one and 44 feet to the other.
And who's going to pay for all this lumber, my friend?
Well, you were cutting checks, huh? Best month on Twitch ever, you said.
All right, so for every dollar I spend on the goat deal, comes right from the employee bonus gimmick.
Oh, no.
Well, then F those goats. Let's get rid of them immediately.
Screw those
goats. Let's make some kebabs.
Let's make goat kebabs immediately. Yeah. We got Hootie on the bar bag. Right?
Oh, no. Whoa.
Lummy, yes. I am authorizing the second floor ramp to be built.
Okay.
And I'll pay for that.
Okay.
And then the little addition I think you're making under the ramp for like a little living area.
Yep.
Right, I'll prove that.
Okay.
And then everything after that I'm going to have to get plans and estimates for.
Okay. And permits, bubble permits.
No, don't even fucking say the word permit around.
Right. Permit.
When you say permit, then you're getting the fucking permit game, bitch. Oh. Idiot. Yeah,
it's a losing battle.
Hello, Candace Keeley. How are you? Candace from the racetrack. I got to meet with her in the next couple weeks to come up with a 2022 Bubba Raceway Park schedule.
Ooh.
We'll be doing that here momentarily. Funsies. Blitz, I got to get with you on, it looks like, Colton. We need to order a ring for Colton. We have to order some rings,
needless to say. Yep.
And I think there's a couple of names that people filled out the information form, and they may have been somebody's plus one.
Yeah, there was a bunch of that.
So there's two names in particular, Blitz, that I don't recognize.
Okay.
And let me send them to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Copy. Now, here we go. Blitz. Blitz, 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 blitz. All right, hold on. Here, I'm sending this to you. Boom, I just texted it to you. Now, let's not mention any names because the top 3 names, I think, were supposed to get rings and they messed up and didn't make rings.
Okay.
I mean, are you looking at it?
Yeah.
All right. So do you agree on that? The top 3 there should have gotten rings. And either we made an error.
The very first one was never talked about.
Okay.
So, but I agree.
Okay, so the yes on that one.
Yep.
Second one, absolutely. Messed up on that one. Third one, absolutely. Sure. We messed up. Now,
I know who the fourth one is.
Does the fourth one? Does he deserve one?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, and how about the other one?
I believe so.
Okay. And can you give me the names that they want on their wings? I know what the other...
They should have them.
What do you mean?
I don't want them on the list.
What?
One of them is on the list.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then can you tell you-know-who?
Okay.
Can you communicate with you-know-who? Because you-know-who's lost.
I was never asked about any of this, but yeah, absolutely.
I'm asking you about
this. Yeah, I know who it is.
All right. And then, of course, Colton.
Who?
Colton.
Colton?
We're making one for Colton.
Of course.
Yeah. So if you can, so you're saying 4 and 5, one of those two has a ring.
4 for sure. I'm 5 probably as well.
All right. Just tell the merch crick what name it's under.
Okay.
So we can find it and ship it. And then.
I'm looking at the list right now. I'm just
1, 2, 3, and Colton. We'll get manufactured. And then there was another one. Didn't you say you got a couple more suggestions, don't you?
Yes.
All right. So make sure you get with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On one.
Okay, so yeah, the one is right here.
Okay. You going to send it to me?
4, yeah, hold on. 4 is.
It's when talking at its finest. Blitz, four is that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I think we got one.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah. It's
all right.
Definitely on the list.
It's hard to deal with real. They fill their names
out.
Know. We should have Blitz on the form said real name /
right.
You know, a gimmick name.
Yep.
And we didn't do that. But we're getting through it. We're getting fucking through it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the fifth one.
I'm looking.
Okay. And then Blitz add, you know, the ones you want to add to it as mm-hmm. well. So that'd be kind of. Let me any of my girls on Facebook.
Oh,
do I get my
all
Facebook
there,
girls?
You know, Stacy. You had your Candace.
Jess. Is Jesse a boy? Renee. Isn't Renee a country girl?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. By the way, she got her ring. She loved it.
Good.
Stephanie Susan.
Where's all my other girls at?
Where my hoes at?
Where's my Bubba hoes?
Maria's on there.
Who?
Maria.
Okay, and the other one is this.
All right, Blitz is sending me when talking yippee-yo here. Stand by. Bubba the Love Sponge Show. This is the after show exclusively on Facebook and YouTube.
Amanda Lee.
Who's Amanda Lee? How about my girl Dawn, MMA, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, former Tampa, now South Carolina. Hello?
1,000 stars.
Thank you so much. Blitz, are you sending it to me?
I just did.
Oh. Yeah.
Right?
You know, but the poor little thing, she doesn't know all these little nuances.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, so we got that. Those,
cool.
And we have rings for those two.
Both those people have rings. Yep.
Perfect. So we need to. Here, I'm going to send this to you here. Hold on, stand by. This is a lot of housekeeping here. Boom, boom, boom. Well, when talking. All right, so Blitz, now you need to add to me the ones you want to add. Like the, you know.
Okay.
Either the oversights or I just want to add one.
Okay, gotcha.
To the deal. I don't know how you're doing. Did you show Reagan your ring?
I didn't show her my ring, no.
The fuck, bitch?
It's in my room on display.
Where are you displaying it at?
My dresser.
In the drawer?
In the drawer.
And you're a two-ring bitch.
I'm a two-ring bitch. They sit side by side.
You think we should get Reagan one next year for being a sister girl? No, I don't think so. I mean, that's a little too much. Poor little thing.
What?
Well, I mean,
poor little thing, and then you say that, and as you take a ring away,
I don't know. Blitz, I got a button down on these rings; they're getting really expensive.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, man, I'm looking at the list, going.
I'm thinking next year it's going to be, you know, like there's. I need. Let me. I first need a list of 4 ringers because if you're a 4 ringer, I can't jip you out of 5.
Well, everyone in the Hall of Fame is a 4 ringer.
No, but like Larry Plummer and you know, like the other Wags. Oh. I need to know. I need a very accurate list of 4 ringers. Do you think you can do that?
Yes, I will get on it.
Can you have that report to me by Friday?
I will, yes.
At the open of the show Friday.
Yes, everyone, please send me a message.
Blitz, you can't rely on them.
Well, no, but like the people I don't know, if like Larry Plummer.
Larry Plummer is not even listening to this nonsense to be able to know to fucking send you a thing.
Then why does he get four rings?
Shut up, Blitz. You dumb and dumber looking motherfucker. Get on your moped and ride through the Rockies.
You the one with the moped, bitch.
Hello. Two of them that you're bugging me always trying to ride. Hello.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Blitz, guess what?
What?
My, the back.
Yeah.
The back, the whole back tail. Dang. Shut the fuck up for a second, sir.
Shut up, you fuckhead.
It's
Don't you fucking try and take that shit with me. I've had enough of this shit and being ghosted in my life, so fuck off.
Greg, I'm trying to host my show, talking to Blitz. You're a guest on my show. Can you just hold off
a second?
We
got a moped caper, motherfucker. You got to wait.
Greg, I'm going to get to your shit, but I got a fucking moped caper right now. So you fuck off and chill out right now and say you're sorry for the outburst. Oh, fuck you, Greg.
Anyway, back to something important.
By the way, the suicide prevention hotline is 800-273-8255. You're never alone. With a Larry Buehler, Yippee-O high spot. I had her on here somewhere. Blitz, the whole fucking lighting, taillight, housing, fairing fell off the blue one.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably not good.
And I need you to look at it.
Okay.
To figure out if we can fix it or we have to order a replacement.
Okay.
Because I literally was driving home from the gym one day and it's going, it's hit, it's just, it's held on by a cord.
Oh, that's
It's held on by the lighting harness.
Okay.
It's held on by the lighting harness. It's not good, Crispy. I need you to look at it, please.
All right, I'll face fuck it.
Hello.
What?
Oh, yeah, I just want to let you know, it's a temporary brother. I'm a heavy breather. I'm not really a fucking heavy breather. I'm just a gimmick deal. Got a gimmick deal going on here in Canada, the fucking deal. I never let go of the gimmick. I'm always running the fucking gimmick in the deal.
Well, I heard you talking about Jimmy Hart, brother.
Yeah, what about Jimmy Hart?
He's keeping on dancing.
I was just wondering if back in the day when you were hanging out with Jimmy Hart, did he ever talk in his wrestling voice, like his high-pitched promo-cutting voice? Like,
no, I mean sometimes. Like, oh, my God, Bubba, here comes Terry the Jim, goddamn. No, not really. But I will tell you this. The only other person that fucking worked the gimmick harder than you was Macho Man. Macho Man always talked Macho Man. His normal voice was kind of like that, but not normal. Like, not that over the top and gravelly. Randy was always working a gimmick. Kind of like you. Always working a fucking gimmick. Like, we don't even know what you regularly sound like. Like, we don't even know.
You tried.
I'll tell you, brother, I sound like this all the time, brother. You know, I like to heavy breathe and try to put my fucking self over
it.
2.5 years ago, I defeated Dr. Dan in a fucking one-on-one Willie, and I'm still holding on to that shit.
I drink back milk all the time.
Canadians number one, brother, and you fucking Americans are a bunch of bullshit artists. We fucking hate you. And, yeah, yippee-o. Back
Chris Spearman, 1,000 stars. Tinkle, tinkle.
Like, can you ever just back off the gimmick a little bit, buddy, and just be, like, I've begged you, just be normal. Just be Tampa fucking Terry. It's probably not even your real name, Terry. Like, what's your real name? Don't fucking lie.
Well, my country is in crisis right now, brother. We need heroes more than ever right now.
Yeah. Well, what's your real fucking name, brother? What's your real name, brother?
Just Terrence, brother. Mr. Terry for short, Jack.
Terrence is your real name, Terry for short?
Jack.
He's a Canadian hero,
brother. Yeah, I'm a modern-day fucking Canadian hero. Canada's in crisis right now, brother. We're even worse than you guys off being led by a motherfucking guy who shits his pants, brother. But we're being led by Jack Trudeau, and oh, he's a good-looking guy, brother. He's a real fucking libertarian asshole, motherfucker, brother.
Yeah, Canada is a nation that's fallen, brother, and the liberals have taken over. And
listen, brother, we're not too fucking far behind you there, brother.
Well, yeah, God brother. Bless you, Americans, brother. I hope
fuck America and fuck Canada, brother. That's what I'm saying. I'm moving to fucking Switzerland, brother. Buying a dirt track and moving to Switzerland. But I'm going to have the only dirt track in Switzerland, brother.
Awesome.
I wonder. Let me ask fucking Alexa. Oh,
nobody
girl.
Will have a dirt car, but you have the track.
Hey, Alexa. Are there any dirt race tracks in Switzerland?
Here's something I found on the web. According to AssociatedElectrics.com, Hartwig of HRC distribution for this report. Erst. Switzerland's newest indoor dirt track, http://erst.ch/, was host to the December 11th Christmas race, sponsored by HRC Distribution and Erst.
What the fuck are you talking about, HRC Distribution? How about USAC or the Midgets or fucking Lucas or some bullshit like that?
It said Team Associated. Team Associated is remote control cars.
Oh, so they've got remote control, indoor remote control fucking dirt tracks for a remote control. Get the fuck out of here, Alexa, you bitch. Fucking whore.
Yeah, whore.
C word.
Yeah.
B word.
Yeah.
You got any dirt tracks in Canada, brother? Yeah, the Great White North is tough tar to get the clay to fucking lay down.
They got ice tracks up there.
You guys, I think there are some. I think there are a few dirt tracks in Canada, brother.
Yeah, few and far between, though, brother. We got different soil up here, Jack.
Yeah, different soil. We got fucking Canadian soil, which comes from the.
We got fucking peat moss.
Yeah. What kind of soil do you guys got? We got dirt and clay and fucking all kinds of lime rock. We got all kinds of shit down here. What do you guys got?
Well, when I was down in Florida, brother, it looked like you guys just had a bunch of sand all over the ground.
Well, we got some clay pits that we were able to dig up some pretty good fucking dirt and race on, buddy, brother.
They got a ton of raceways in Canada.
Are they pavement or are they fucking dirt?
They're dirt and clay.
Really? Mention a few and see if Terry lives near
them. He's in Nova Scotia. Valley Raceway.
And is he live in Nova Scotia?
Yeah.
So where's Valley Raceway?
Kingston, Nova Scotia.
Where's Kingston, Nova Scotia at? Well, brother, it's about 9.5 hours as the crow flies, brother, you know, or it's about 9.5 hours as the moose fucks, you know what I'm saying, brother? Yeah,
it's
brother.
A moose fucks.
Yeah, brother, it's about, you know, fucking, you're going to take a dinner ad and a fucking dog sled with a moose chaser, brother, to get there, motherfucker. Yeah, Kingstown, yeah, brother.
About 9 hours as the moose fucks.
9 hours as the, it's 9 hours as the moose fucks, brother, you know what I'm saying, brother.
Not as the crow flies, but as the moose fucks.
Yeah, 9 hours as the moose fucks. Brother, you know what I'm saying, brother.
And then you got Southern Ontario Motor Speedway, Emo Speedway.
Yeah, that's a big one, brother.
That's a big one, brother.
Yeah.
Cornwall Speedway, Brockville.
All right, Terry, you're fucking really fucking the show up, my friend. Bringing it right down to zero. Hey,
what?
Hey, all right. See you later, brother.
See you later, brother. You know what I'm saying? I fucking spun out, brother. Spun the fuck out, brother.
You got him on the news fucking.
Spun the fuck out, brother.
You wanted to ask why he was banned on Twitch, I'm sure.
Visiting my dad in Ocala, totally tangirled when I drove past the racetrack.
Fangirled, I'm sure, is what they mean.
No, tangirled.
Yeah.
What's tangirled?
Means they got out and got some sun in front of your sign.
Put on some orange foundation, took a pic.
Christina,
just like them.
Christina Clothes. Visiting my dad in Ocala, totally tangirled.
Yeah.
I think she fangirls. No. Supposed to be fangirls.
No, tangirls.
Put some coconut oil and sat in the sun.
Slathered up the tits, took a picture in front of Bubba. Slathered
up her titties.
It is kind of funny, Blitz, because it's kind of humbling, actually. But a lot of times, I'll be at the track, and you'll see various people come and take pictures of...
Topless?
No. Take pictures of the sign that
really?
Says Bubba Raceway
Who
Park.
Who would do that?
Just people that... Blitz, I'm kind of fucking famous, okay, buddy? You
yes,
know, maybe
you,
maybe you can recognize that, okay?
You are famous.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
But all that fame.
Come on, Blitz. I mean, throw me a
fucking... A little bit of fortune.
I'm trying to throw you a bone. I'm looking at my phone. Hang on a second.
Yeah, you sending me some dick pics or something? What
are
you doing?
I'm trying to make sure that doesn't not what shows.
What do you mean? Oh, you're trying to
you
send me something.
You took a picture of his dick in front of your sign is what he's saying.
God, you're a bitch.
Yeah, geez,
that's what he
huh?
did, clearly.
Oh, well, in a minute and a half, you'll see it. But I drove by your sign this weekend and took a picture.
Did you stop out and fanboy?
I tanboyed.
Did you tan in front of it? Take
your
shirt off?
Yep.
Getting your camo thong?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you were a fan, wouldn't you want to get a fucking picture of that shit?
Oh, I did.
He tanboyed.
Tanboyed. No, girls don't show their tits at my track.
It's a family environment.
It's a family environment.
Yeah, they do.
Although
they lift up their pants and
this
show
is
their
what
tits.
I meant to say. This is what I meant to say. So, I'm thinking about Lummy. You're familiar with the former Ned Zone, which is turn four,
yeah.
And that's where the Nashes stand,
up
right?
Up on the hill.
Yes. I'm going to try to rename that the Nash Zone.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And actually on the sign say, we encourage partying and carrying on in here and no children allowed.
Nice.
Like, Blitz, like make that an 18 and up section and where we encourage, you know, it's a little bit more rowdy there.
Hell
the,
yeah.
The Nash zone.
That's kind of how it's always been anyway.
Yeah, it, the turn
That's
four.
That's been the rowdy zone.
Yeah, it's kind of the rowdy place. It's kind of where the rickety-ass bleachers are.
Yep.
But what people don't realize on turn four at Bubba Raceway Park, it's actually, you're the closest to the track of any place that you can sit and watch.
Oh.
Like, you're closest, and when they're really running the high side, and you're in turn four, it looks like they're coming right at you. And with USAC, man, they were up on the fucking cushion.
Hmm.
Let me send the USAC highlights of Bubba Raceway Park. Oh, but I can't play them now, Blitz, because I'll get a violation. Will I not?
Yeah,
fuck it. But they were as high as I've ever seen anybody race in turn four this past weekend for USAC at Bubba Raceway Park. Now, the Nashes, if you guys can get, like, maybe our boy Jody from J&M Mechanical, maybe to help me buy a banner, and maybe it can be sponsored by J&M Mechanical. But Blitz, you know, we make that the net. We actually call it the Nash Zone or Nashville. And we actually say 18 and up own. I wonder if you can legally do that. Tom,
yeah, say it. Doesn't mean you have to enforce it.
Well, yeah, but they have those in like baseball parks. You got the family zone, but then you also have kind of where it's, they don't want children in there.
Yeah, so I don't know like legally how you could enforce that, but who cares? You know, just have the sign there. Who cares?
And here's the thing, Blitz. I got Rick that can make me the most over the top. Well, you're entering the Nash zone.
Right.
Please realize that partying and carrying on is encouraged, mm-hmm. and that we suggest that children you not bring children.
Right.
But you have signs that say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think at Eldora, it's the Turn 3 gang. Turn 3 in Eldora kind of has that reputation. And it started with like a couple of Nashes at Eldora, you know, getting drinking and carrying the fuck on in turn three. And then turn three just kind of turned into the party zone. Back in the day at the Indianapolis 500, they used to have what they called the snake pit. And it was in turn one, and it was girls, you know, kind of showed their tits. And I don't think we can turn the Nash zone into that. But, you know, used to be the Ned zone because it was a Ned gimmick, right? And I was throwing Ned a bone, who...
Right.
Wasn't even a real person. Mm-hmm. It's how much we bamboozled you. Hey, I'm going to the Ned zone. You mean the guy that's fucking a fake? Lummy, did I put up on Facebook the Bubba Manson breakup? Remember the talk? I know it's on YouTube. I know it's on YouTube, but I don't know if it's on. Will you explore Facebook and see? Because if not, I need to put that up.
Okay, I don't believe it is, but I'll double check.
Yeah. I'm a little behind on daily videos. One of the things I got to do today after the show is schedule some stuff for Facebook. Because you know how usually I have a Facebook release of the day?
Mm-hmm.
I missed a couple of them. We have a family zone and no smoking. Why not a Nash zone? Candace, that's exactly what I'm fucking saying.
Great.
Candace, we need to figure out how big the back of those bleachers are and make it go coast to coast that says Nash zone. And then I could get some signs, Blitz, from Rick, you know, that like would really discourage, you know, straight-laced, you know, non-alcohol-consuming people from being in this mm-hmm. place. Please know that we're warning you that this is a very much rowdy.
Yeah, and you may get a contact high.
Well, whatever. There's a lot of things that could go on in this zone. But enter at your
own risk.
We need to put you're entering the Nash zone. Enter at your own risk.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, Candace, we got to do that, okay? For real.
Yeah, Candace.
Candace gets shit done. Anytime I can't figure shit out at the track blitz, I call Candace.
Mm-hmm.
Like the scoreboard.
Yeah, she already said she got the sizes.
Candace says, I'm up here in the scoring tower. We're 8 minutes from starting the fucking feature.
Bubba, you push the blue button and then the red button, and then use your left hand and go around and push and hold the cord in.
And she'll be like, okay, turn the unit on. Okay, it's on. Does it say enter code 0300? Yes, enter. Enter. Does it say, do you want a yip or a yo? I want a yo. Hit the yo button. Now hit 221-268-58492-1826*#. Oh, my God. Wow. I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. surges where they slow you down and completely screw with you, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Working. All right, see you later. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, it's not on there, by the way, on Facebook.
So it's, I need to get that on there.
The immediately.
The infamous breakup. I got it on YouTube. It did like 5,000.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
And views.
People, on the tubes.
When I broke it down that one day. Remember when I was just totally...
Was it the 2nd?
Huh?
The February 2nd? Was that when that was?
Yeah, the 2-2-22.
I think that was 2-2-22. I was on...
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Fucking fire. Big Red says the overall stands are roughly 114 feet. Now, are you talking about, Big Red, are you talking about turn four?
Well, Candace
no, has... No, sorry, 100 feet.
Candace has all the sizes. She said, I got the sizes.
Okay, perfect.
Nice, Candace.
Nash zone.
She said the Nash zone, Twisted Tea and Gree influenced area.
Oh, can we put Twisted Tea up there and make him pay for the banner?
She said Twisted Tea and Green influenced area.
Perfect. However it needs to be. Candace, let's talk today. And then we could do an unveiling of the Nash Zone.
Yeah, right? Unveiling.
Like, we're there for like the ribbon cutting of the Nash Zone, right?
Yes. Like, little baby cows.
And they're just fucking completely gorted out of their mind.
Yeah, Captain Ron.
Have you ever,
yeah,
Captain Ron.
He's the greatest.
We actually need to blitz, kind of make it a ceremonial kind of deal, saying, ladies and gentlemen, we're cutting the ribbon on the Nash Zone.
Okay.
And the Nash is like, yeah, motherfucker! Yeah! Because that's where they are.
Right.
Like, they just get fucking hammered.
That's just them saying yes.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, fucking Nash Zone! Fuckers! And then Captain Ron's here like, hey, it's a goddamn Nash Zone. I got my fucking Kentucky waterfall haircut. I'm fucked up. I haven't been to sleep in 3 days. Fucking mushrooms. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good.
Hootie.
Hey, Hootie.
How are you?
Good. How are you? You sound...
Like himself.
Sound like Hootie.
Like, you're not, you sound sober. You sound sober, my friend. Yeah. You sound sober.
What the hell?
The hair.
We don't recognize
Does
you.
Does Tom Bean not know I'm on the air?
Answer He's it. Talking about the Nash Zone.
Answer it.
I can't.
Hi.
Tom, I'm
Big
on.
Red call.
Hold on. I'm on the air right now, what? Buddy.
You know, Bubba, you know, just,
Yeah, I'm on until 11:30 every day. You know, we're trying to squeeze a few more pennies out of
he
these
He hasn't
people.
Heard the show for 2 years. He had no idea.
Hold on. Blitz just chimed in my headphone and said, he hadn't heard the show for 2 years. He has no idea. He's 2.5 blocks away, Blitz. He doesn't know shit that's going on.
Right.
He's catching squirtles.
All right, I'll be off in about 45 minutes. I'll call you. Bye. He didn't even say go. He said see ya.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. I'm in trouble.
Are you behind on a car payment? He's coming to repo it.
I am. No, I got one due on the first, though.
Oh, God.
He's at the gate.
Yeah, he's at the gate wanting to know where his There's 500 is.
He's got a tow truck.
He's fucking red tape Ken's repoing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got one of those F-250s with a hidden thing in the back.
He does. But Ken does have an F-250 with a hook in the back that we use at the track. What do you want, Hootie? You sound sober. I don't even know if you'd be very fucking funny at the end of the day. Hello?
I was just checking my Domino's tracker out now that you mentioned it. But Big Red called me the other day and was saying, you know, about when we could get started on Jesus' trailer and about, like, you know, mounting the winch and stuff on the front. So
yeah, I need to get
with you.
I was
trying to figure out.
You know what, Hootie? I'll get with you. Maybe you could meet me here at the studio one day and grab it.
I told him I'd come get it. So he was.
And we could go. We could walk through what I needed done, and then you just take it.
I just didn't know what days Tiz uses it mostly to where, like.
Well, he doesn't.
Wednesday, and then.
Oh, hold on. He doesn't race for a few weeks. I don't think.
Okay.
Tyler, do you have any open-wheel modified races on the horizon?
Nothing yet, no.
I mean, like, have you checked in? Have you looked at any schedules at all or anything?
Not until the end of March.
Is that when you, what, like, Volusia or something?
East Bay.
Into March?
Yeah, I think the 26th or something like that.
So
yeah.
We got, like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks if we needed to make some trailer improvements.
Yeah, we got a while.
All right.
Now, is this the last year of East Bay?
You sound sick. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine, yeah.
Oh. No, this isn't the last year. East Bay is supposedly, 2024.
So this year, so it's
got
a while.
Yeah, they got 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Like this year, next year, and I don't know if it's all of 2024 or just the Winter Nationals of 2024. Gotcha. I'm assuming probably all year. Okay. I can only wish that a Cat 5 tornado hit Bubba Raceway Park before then.
Oh,
we could get
that.
Insurance out.
Yeah, no, that's what we want. That would be a good thing, Anna.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Be rich as fuck. So anyway, Hootie, you want to pick it up this week?
Yeah, just want to, whatever.
How about
day,
Saturday? Right? How about picking it up Saturday? How about I meet you at the studio Saturday?
Oh, hey, no problem.
I'll drive all the way from New York.
He's got soccer.
There.
He's usually got soccer games.
Oh, you got soccer?
Yeah, could we do it during the week sometime? Because
yeah.
I got soccer and a wedding.
Well, it's
going
to have to be
a fucking wedding.
It'd probably have to be tomorrow. I got the doctor, so it could be tomorrow afternoon. Or it could be Thursday afternoon because I got to pick up credentials with Blitz on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, I'll be back at the studio for 199. So tell me what the fuck – tell me what works for you, kid.
Well, I got to pick up my girls by 2:45, so if we could do it between, like, 12 and 2 or
what
something.
What day, fuckface?
Well, every day because, unfortunately,
okay.
I got kids every fucking day.
True. So. And hold on. The quote of the day. Unfortunately, I got kids every fucking day. Welcome to being a parent, kid. Yeah, I got kids. You got kids.
You got kids
every fucking day for the rest of your natural life, my friend. Kids are like luggage. You can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
So what day would you like to – so any day, right?
Can I come, come by like at 1:30 or something and grab
it? Yeah, how about tomorrow at 2 p.m.? Or is that too much?
That'd be fine.
Or, you know,
no, that'd be fine.
Or, you know what, hold on. Thursday, what day could you make 2 p.m. work? Wednesday or Thursday or Friday?
It's every day the same schedule.
So just do it tomorrow.
All right, tomorrow, but Blitz, I'm at 11:30. Okay, 1:30, 2 o'clock the latest, tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Now, can you
we'll walk back through it again and make sure that we're all on the same page. But yeah, that way, if he's got in between, you know, seasons or however the fuck it works, then, you know, we got, you know, a couple days we can kind of.
But, Hootie, I don't want to be fucking cutting it close and, like, it's, you know, 3 days before, like, we're in the middle of March. You know, and Tyler needs the trailer, you know, like in 3 days.
Middle of March? Motherfucker, I'm going to get it fucking, we're going to build it and get it out of the shop.
Like in a couple days, say it.
Say it.
My little hugger. My little hugger.
Hugger, please.
Are you coming to Bubba 199 Friday? You're invited. Of course you're invited, buddy.
Maybe. I don't know. I got 2 soccer practices.
Yeah.
And shit.
All right. We got it.
Kids coaching shit.
He's a big time coach.
Didn't you get thrown out? Didn't you get kicked out?
He gets thrown out every other week.
Almost, but I've been getting through my background checks the last 2 seasons, so.
I got through my background checks.
He's fooling him.
Using an anonymous name like the Twinder Sindler or whatever fucking guy's name is.
All right, listen, Yody. See you tomorrow. Let's call it 1:30. Between 1:30 and 2, I'll be here probably at 1:30, but it could be a little bit later based on getting back from the doctors.
Sounds good, man. All right, buddy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Love you.
Love you.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba. Mike from Naples.
Hi, Mike from Naples. How are you, buddy?
Okay, and I'm sorry ahead of time. It's a little nerve-wracking talking to you.
Not to be confused with John from Naples, one of our most infamous parody guys, right, Lummy?
That's right.
Right. So, Mike from Naples, what do you got, kid?
Well, you probably won't remember, but about a year ago, you and Blitz at nighttime were just messing around on Twitch, and they called in and told my white trash Jerry Springer life story that was going on at the time with my wife running from the cops and calling me in a helicopter.
Oh, I think I kind of remember that. Your wife called the cops and you were fucking running and the helicopters were chasing you and all kinds of bullshit going down.
Right. Well, she called me to come, you know, save her or whatever. But yes, yeah. And
so what happened all there? Did you go to jail?
She did. And then remember I told you, and then I ended up letting her new boyfriend and her move into the house that my ex-wife and I used to live in.
Yeah, I remember that. So she got a new guy that was slinging her to the D, and you let those guys move into your home.
Well, it was.
Which I can't quite understand that. I mean,
didn't
you?
$7,750 cash.
Didn't you still try to get that ass, or you'd already succumbed to the fact that he was far more superior of a coxman than you?
No, they were both lesser, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. The only problem was is that, you know, I had to get out of there and find an apartment, which I did for my son and daughters.
Yeah, daughters.
Yeah, but like some daughters.
I met him at
Kevin's.
One of them.
How old are they?
And
18 plus.
One just turned 18, and the other is 22.
Oh shit!
That's so unfortunate.
Yeah,
right,
18
right,
plus.
Right in Blitz's power alley, my friend. Fuck.
They were marking out to Blitz hardcore at Kevin's thing.
Blitz,
yeah,
are they cute?
They are.
What, Blitz, are they blastable?
Absolutely.
Right. Now, sir. Yeah. Now. What's your name, John? Not
Mike.
Mike. It's Mike.
It's Mike. Mike from Naples.
Mike
now,
used to call in every day.
Mike.
And then
Mike.
He stopped.
Mike. Would you let, you know, would it be a badge of honor to know that Blitz, you know, pulled the 1-2 combo on your daughters?
Yeah, blasted your kids.
Yeah, Anna.
That's not how I said it, Anna. Fucking bitch.
Don't ruin this for Blitz.
It's trying to, you know, fucking soften the blow a little bit.
Anna, why are you trying to cock block?
Why are you cock blocking your boyfriend? Huh?
Sorry, you're right.
Why are you cock blocking the guy you're dating? You got your guy you're dating trying to get some fucking young pussy, and you're cock blocking him.
Hey, will your daughter fuck my boyfriend?
You know the rules.
Corner. Watch.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
My daughter chooses to do as long as it's safe.
Yeah, it's safe.
Yeah, it's safe.
That was the wrong answer, buddy.
I got a vasectomy, my friend.
No, I'm mad.
I'm sure what's up. Show her that rocket ship that he has in his pants.
7.5 soft, please. Oh, yeah. Hug her. Hug her, please.
Anyway, the point I was getting at is, unfortunately, I bust my ass, you know, 90 hours every 2 weeks for a paycheck just to live, basically. And I don't have enough money to get divorced from the bitch. I was depending on my tax return to kind of help us get back on track. And
man, buddy, Mike from Naples, please don't tell me that we're fixing to tee up a big fucking GoFundMe deal here. Please don't tell me that.
Okay. Can I tell you something else?
Yeah, go ahead. go on. Listen, my whole business model is fucking.
I'm dying, man.
I'm dying too, buddy. I got to get the money before you do, kid. I got fucking.
Why did you let her move into your house and then you had to fucking go get something else?
I got bigger bills than you, my friend. I got a $15,000 a month payroll, kid, to keep this fucking thing going. Come on, buddy.
I don't know. I got three kids and $2,000 rent, not including everything else.
Yeah, well, you know, I got one kid and $10,000 rent. So fucking touche, kid. And my shit's
you're
already
a baller, man.
Yeah, well, I'm a baller. Fuck yeah, used to be a baller.
I mean,
now
I mean,
you know what? I used to be a baller. Hold on. I used to be a baller. Now I'm balling.
You know, Crash 8000 says you're Silver Fox, not the old Bubba, but a caller called in, you know, give you advice and be nice to you, and you hung up on him and called him a son of a bitch.
Mike, what do you need, buddy? Tell us what you need. Tell us what you need, kid. What do you need, buddy?
I was just wondering if any Bubba Army that would be willing to check out to help my son and daughter stay together on GoFundMe. That's all. I'd really appreciate it.
Why don't you have your daughter start an OnlyFans?
Yeah, there you go.
God bless you. You're killing me.
No, he's not killing you. He's giving you an unbelievable amount of great advice.
Right. I got an extra $20. I'll throw it that way.
I mean, there's a lot. Hold on. Do you know how many Bubba Army guys, if your girl had an OnlyFans and was kicking it out wide, do you know how many fucking guys? I mean, you got, hey, for real. If you want to take it to the next level, kid, fuck that GoFundMe shit.
Right.
Only fans all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking, I mean, your daughter, Blitz, I mean, is she pretty hot?
Yeah, from what I remember.
I mean, is she a $2,000 or $3,000 a month or deal?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. $2,000 or $3,000 a month for your kid. I mean, for
I'm glad you didn't see my 18-year-old.
You're of age.
Oh, God. Well, what the hell?
Oh, so is she hotter? Are you saying she's hotter?
Your 18-year-old's even hotter? That's even more niche, boy.
You know, Kevin's got an event coming up here in a few weeks.
You can pass out pamphlets to her OnlyFans.
Do a little sister-sister action on OnlyFans.
Have you
ever seen a make out?
And this phone call has got away from me.
Yeah, it's got away from all of us.
Look, Spitball and ideas. Has a valid question.
I mean, listen,
sir. A little sister-sister action.
Listen, buddy. I'm telling you
Sisters!
Hold on, buddy. I'm telling you right now, if your daughters would do a lappy lappy smurf high spot, oh my God. On OnlyFans, I mean, that's $10,000 a month, kid.
Hey, listen.
No, sir, I'm just giving you the hard
You
listen to us. I'm just giving you the hard facts. Two hot sisters with a lappy lappy strap on fucking chaser. Oh my God.
I'm watching that.
I'll
subscribe, sir.
Once a week, at least, somebody approaches me about my shirt or sticker, and every one of them thinks you're gone.
Yeah,
and I have to explain to them how to get you, and I do.
Well, good. And there's also a thing called Google. All motherfuckers have to do is Google me. Well, no, don't Google me.
Would it be that hard? I know there's probably copyrights and stuff.
How do you listen to the Bubba the
Love
Sponge
on your t-shirt?
Sorry, I didn't understand that.
Because this guy was fucking talking, that's why. Mm-hmm. Hey, Alexa, how do you listen to the Bubba the Love Sponge show?
You don't.
I don't know that.
Yeah, there you go.
She just hates you.
Fuck you, Alexa, whore. Yeah,
bitch.
Anyway, Mike, John, Fred, Jim, that has two hot chicks that's fucking leaving a lot of money on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Two adult-aged
barely legal co-ed.
Barely legal. Barely legal.
I can't subscribe fast enough.
It should be called Barely Legal Scissor Sisters.
Yeah.
There you go.
For real.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Barely legal, real sister sisters. Scissor sisters. Blitz can't get his fucking debit card out fast enough to put a year's subscription.
Take my money.
Mike, you fucker.
Oh, my God.
Amanda, pickling me.
I love you, Bubba. Gotta go. You guys are scary.
I know. We're scaring you. We're scaring ourselves,
thanks,
kid.
Mike's actually a good dude.
Yeah,
I like fucking with him.
Amanda, pickling me. 200 stars.
What?
Hello.
What's up, guys? It's Florida Stanley.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm way delayed on YouTube. I'm at the part where you guys are talking to Hootie about Tyler's trailer.
Yeah, you're way fucking behind. It's okay.
Catch up. So, listen,
There's a lot of good shit that's coming up too, buddy.
All right, wait to hear Mike call.
Wait to hear Mike from Naples.
God.
Pretty good stuff.
So I race spec Miatas, and the ladder rack, the tire rack that you guys are going to be welding on his trailer, are you talking about making a raised tire rack up in the front of the trailer?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so you're going to notice a huge drop in gas mileage if you do that. So the because you're putting all the tires in there, it's going to screw up the aerodynamics of the entire trailer. So what the better way to do it is to weld on like brackets on the rear of the trailer and make a removable ladder rack that
fuck
hangs off
that.
The back of it.
I don't give a fuck. It's going to be
permanent. You know it's an open trailer, right?
It's an open trailer, buddy.
Yes, and when you put tires above the hood of the car, it's going to throw off the aerodynamic. I'm telling you, you're going to notice a drop in gas mileage.
All right, that's great. So I go from 13.5 down to 11.5.
Well, fuck it. Puts a big wing on it.
No, I'm not putting a wing on it.
I think you should. I have one on my truck. You see that one I have on my truck? It's like the 747 wing on that thumb, bitch.
Listen, sir, it can't be like, you know, the it's a couple miles a gallon. Big fucking deal. We don't go from here to Indiana. We go from here to Volusia is the farthest we go.
Pull with diesel, right, you're fine.
Give me a heads up. All right, good show, guys.
Thanks.
Florida Stanley's going to wait a couple months until the gas prices are $6.
Yeah, sir, you do have a point, the fact that gas prices are literally.
How's that wing looking?
Goddamn, why didn't anyone tell me it was going to cost me an extra $600 in fuel? I would have never done that.
All for fucking to be able to haul six fucking tires.
Hate you, Tyler. You needed some extra tires. You couldn't put them in the back of the truck. Next time, you're just gonna tape them to your hood.
Tape them to your hood. Well, I think it's probably time for us to say goodbye.
Lisa Robinson, 200 stars, circle twinkle.
Oh, we never got the Pride Rocket, did
no.
we?
No.
We never got the Pride Rocket.
Sad.
Are you okay? You look kind of, I know I'm looking at you from a minute ago, but you look a little, did the blitz fretting on the two co-eds
a little bit.
Piss you off a little bit?
Made me a little sad.
Did you get a little jelly? Did you get a little jelly?
A little bit.
For real?
Oh, no,
you're really
fine.
Starting to like
no.
him.
No.
You're really
oh,
liking
shit.
Him.
The fuck you think is going on around here? Jellious?
Love struck.
You are a little jellious.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Hennessy doesn't get jellious.
No, the fuck she doesn't. Yes, she does, bitch. God, I can't wait for you guys to fuck. I just can't.
Do you want me to like text you in the middle of the night?
No, well,
when it happens,
sure. I mean, I turn my phone off.
Well, you'll get it in the morning.
My son could be stranded on the bridge.
And has been.
And needs me more than anything in life. But he knows like there's no way to get a hold of me.
You can't phone home.
No. There's other people to call, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully in 8 years when that happens, we'll still have cell phones.
What do you mean?
You said you wanted to text you in the middle of the night when
oh,
it happens.
Oh, yeah. Blitz, what do you think?
We haven't even planned our next date yet.
You haven't?
No.
Well, yeah,
I thought it was
the
Grand Prix.
Yeah, the Grand Prix.
We're going to double date with you and Merch Crick.
Oh. And then Blitz is going to take her to Pound Town after.
Yeah.
Is that a brunch place?
Oh, remember that one thing? So we will need it. We will need a...
Is that a brunch place? Pound Town.
Yeah, pound cake.
We will need Jimmy's help.
Why?
I got information on, I can't make more of what I'm getting.
All right.
What?
Just be quiet.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It is key
now,
code
but,
fucking scanner.
But hold on. But how close is their garage from Jimmy's garage?
I think it's like literally a couple blocks away.
That's what I'm saying. So it's really not that big
a
deal.
I have some questions about all that. If I went on Friday to get my media passes, would that be a bad idea?
Why can't you go on Thursday?
Because I have a private lesson on Thursday. Because I have a test on Saturday.
Hold on. Right after the show on Thursday? What time's your private lesson? Because we were thinking about going over there like at 11:30 on Thursday. Like literally just knocking it out. We could leave like literally here at 11:15.
All right. I might be able to make that work. But
why procrastinate?
Well, I'm just asking. I would just have more time on Friday. It would just be easier for me to go on Friday. Would it be a bad idea?
But I think she could probably go alone, could she not?
Yeah, of course. But I'm just wondering, would it be in the same spot? Because I know that it starts on Friday, so I'm wondering if it's different.
It's in the same spot. You should be okay, but you have to have it before like the weekend.
No,
but
I know.
Yeah, like Anna, like quit fucking around. Like you need to get it.
I'll get it. I'll go right
I
after
like
the
show. I like
the
way you hold
Friday.
That microphone. Very bulbous like. Blitz, what's your prediction when
you'll
finally
that
get that when you finally get that ass?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you think? I'm gonna have a little penis or something?
Right. Like, what do you think is gonna happen?
What kind of surprises do you think he's in for?
What I'm saying is, when do you think?
So he's going to fucking Arby's?
When do you think you're going to fuck her?
Yeah. When do you think you're going to fuck me?
This is unlike any show you've ever been on before, is it not?
It's so fucking
but
weird.
But, Anna, have we not at least broken the I don't fuck shell? I mean, I think we're kind of getting you there, aren't we?
Maybe we're knocking at the door.
Knocking, knocking, knocking at Anna's pussy's door. Hi, hi, hey, hey, hey.
Love that song.
I do like that song, too, as well. Blitz, are you knocking on Anna's pussy door or what? I mean, what are you thinking, everybody?
Ding dong.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
I mean, I would say by... Jesus. I'd say by Memorial Day.
Memorial Day? When the fuck is that, May?
I've been doing Ding Dong Ditch for too long.
You've been doing Ding Dong Ditch for 2.5 years.
Nothing makes me hornier than fallen soldiers, Bubba.
Oh, what? I wasn't trying to... celebrate the holiday. I was just trying to get Blitz and Pussy in May.
Oh, sorry.
I was trying to get Blitz and Pussy before June 1.
She's going to celebrate.
Oh, sorry.
Please.
I think that's a good time frame.
I think so, too. I think she may kick it out wide for Memorial Day.
May? Not even Easter? Maybe where Jesus rose?
No, she don't give a fuck.
Fuck Jesus. What has he done for me?
Not Jesus, me.
Jesus, fuck Blitz.
Don't fuck Jesus. Fuck Chris.
Oh, sorry.
Tyler didn't need any ass.
No, not Tyler. I was talking about the actual, like, Mr. Christ.
The real Jesus.
I was talking about Mr. Christ.
Mr. Christ.
Mr. Christ.
Mr. Christ.
Godson.
Johnny
yes.
Christ.
Yes.
Anna, what's your prediction? For real. You little snappy bitch. You're pretty snappy today.
I'm feeling snappy. Well, you guys are talking a lot about racing and stuff, so it was hard for me to get in there about fucking turn four and shit, but... Sorry.
Yeah, you're not like Reagan, cool as fuck, and likes Bubba Raceway Park.
You
think
Bubba
What's your prediction,
Park-
ho?
My prediction is
no, but be honest. Really think about it.
Okay, maybe by what month are we in? February.
Yeah, we're in
February. I don't know. Maybe by Bubba's birthday.
April.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. That would be the best birthday present you could give.
If I got fucked.
If you fucked my buddy.
Oh right.
If you fucked my buddy.
But I'm also your buddy. We're actually both your boyfriends. So both your boyfriends would fuck.
Then, see, I'm getting double fucked at that point. You're fucking
Isn't that
me.
Good?
And he's fucking me.
We're double dongs.
Yeah, like
Wait,
I'm.
Come on, whoa. Let's not say that.
First of all, I don't have anything to do with it. You guys and what you guys do. If you guys want to dong it out, go ahead.
No, we don't want to dong it out.
You got a lot more.
Are you double donging?
No.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
There's no double dong parameters.
Anna, do you put on a Latin walker?
Bubba, and if I pull her pants off, she's got a dong.
Come on in, buddy.
You're gonna be down a co-host, maybe two.
Come on in, Blitz.
Yeah, the Latin Whopper water's warm.
Yeah, buddy. We got plenty of room
Bubby
over
says,
here.
Bubby says, don't knock it before you try it, Crispy.
Yeah,
I'm
Crispy.
About to. Warm it up, Chris.
Yeah,
that's
we'll double dong it.
You're the VP, buddy. I'll make you VP.
Man, Blitz, be careful.
I think that'd be a good bonding experience.
What, double D-ing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there you go, Blitz.
Especially by my birthday.
How about?
That's too bad.
I don't want you to fuck me regular.
The
I want to just double dong
says,
it.
I don't want you to fuck me.
Flies over the fucking skyway because there's no
she
break.
She just said, I don't want you to fuck me regular. I want you to double dong me. That's what she just said.
We'll double dong together.
Yeah.
No.
I think she wants to sword fight. Do you want a sword fight? Say yes.
Oh, no, I was thinking double dong is where you have like it's like a Chinese finger trap but with dicks. You know what I mean?
What the fuck?
No, we were thinking about you putting a strap on and driving up his little fucking rectum.
No, I was thinking that we both there's like one long dong and then he's on one end and I'm on the other.
What the fuck?
Isn't that in a movie?
Yeah, what movies are you watching?
Yeah. Fucking weird movies.
Was it like Pulp Fiction?
Double donging?
Yeah.
Now Bubba's hot. What the fuck?
No, I'm not hot on a double dong.
That's what I thought a double dong was.
Double dong would be like if you put a Latin Whopper on and did a Ashley to Lummy reading.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, I thought that was just old-fashioned pegging.
And that's your lesbian coming out in you right there, buddy.
You're getting one chick hit on you.
Deep down, Donna, you subconsciously want a double dong. And the only way you can double dong the way you want a double dong is with a girl.
Lummy.
I know. Hall of Famer Cable Dog, $66.50. And Julio Jones said it's called docking.
Oh, docking. So sorry.
You want to dock? You want to
stick? Wait, Julio Jones not dead.
Hold on.
Still there.
Hold on.
I don't want to dock. I thought Blitz wanted to.
He wants to dock in your pussy.
Yeah.
That's what's docking is. Let me dock my cock into your hole.
Right.
Dock my cock?
Into your hole.
Into my hole.
Say it again.
Dock my cock. Dock his cock into my hole.
And nothing's more uncomfortable than making your bitch say something that you want to hear.
Yeah.
Right.
You're saying maybe you're kicked out those.
Maybe by your birthday.
And just conventional kick out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys should
that
just
seems
do
appropriate.
A conventional doggy style.
Conventional doggy style.
Yeah, just not a double dong with her, a Latin whopper chaser. But
yeah,
just,
no, that's not gonna happen.
I know. That's what I said, asshole.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing.
I said a fucking straight, old fashioned doggy style. You're the man. She's the woman. She's the tabletop. You're on top.
Right. I'm agreeing with you. Like that other shit ain't happening.
Yeah. Take a gorilla style blitz.
Oh yeah, gorilla.
Okay.
Gorilla's good, man. Gorilla, you can really get your hips into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anna, you want to go gorilla? Or you just want? Well,
is that where my legs would be like straight? Or
your legs are together, and you're not on your knees. You're kind of on your stomach.
Yeah.
And then he comes in. And then he puts his fists over your shoulders, and that's the mm-hmm. gorilla.
Fists over my shoulders?
Yeah, you just
like on the shoulders.
Yeah, like.
And so he's gonna make that noise.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Certainly can.
Blitz, can you make the noise?
I don't want that noise.
I'm like Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Oh, please don't. Stop! I don't like that. Yeah. Stop it. Stop.
Does that get you where you need to be?
Stop. Stop.
Yeah, I'm there.
It's like Cartman. Stop, man. Hello.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Hello?
Turn the radio down.
God, you stupid fuck. Turn your radio down. What do you want?
Fuck.
I'm busy. I'm real fucking busy. I got Tyler's race car parts to unload, you fuck. Hello. See you later. And with that, we'll end the program. So, Anna, gorillaing, but no sound effects.
I suppose.
If you had to pick one position, just one, for your first one to break.
My
to,
first one, break, probably just break. Missionary.
Just starfish.
Just straight
fish. Hello.
Just straight missionary, huh?
Yeah.
Hanging her upside down.
Sometimes that could be nice.
Kicked out wide.
Do you ever like to make eye contact when you make love, Bubba?
Shut the fuck up. Jesus. And with that, we'll say goodbye. You guys have a great day. We will see you tomorrow on the Twitch show and our terrestrial radio show. You can listen to it on TuneIn. You can BubbaArmyRadio.com or twitch.tv/TheBubbaArmy or 8 or 9 of the terrestrial radio stations that we're heard live on, from South Carolina to Phoenix and a couple places in between. Mm-hmm. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.